Step into modern luxury at Langham in Grandview. Your boutique, studio plus suite awaits with a premium kitchen, spa-inspired bathroom, and elevated finishes throughout. Just steps from your door, lounge poolside in a private cabana, unwind in the hydrotherapy spa, perfect your swing with virtual golf simulators, or visit the fitness center for a Peloton ride. Availability at Langham is limited. Reserve your studio plus suite today at livepreferred.com.
Kevin Love off the pitch. Gonna go! 53-40 LBJ. Right down Euclid, and he was fouled. Here comes LBJ going at Horford. Got it off the glass. Tough little runner that he made look easy.
And now they know they will have home court advantage throughout the playoffs in the East.
D way back in center off the bat of Upton and gone! Wow! McCutchen in center just turned and watched it fly. Upton with home run number one. 1-0 Tigers here in the first.
Well, this is what the fans been waiting on.
Swinging a line drive down the left field line. It's going to drop for a base hit. Cabrera's being waved around third. Marte's got a very good arm. His throw to the infield, though, is a 2-3 hopper. Cabrera scores easily as the throw is cut off. And the Tigers take a 2-0 lead on J.D. Martinez line drive single down the line.
LA party scene is all right, my man. I'm not really partying though. I'm just out with some buddies.
Yeah, I mean, that's party. All good.
It's all good though. I'm drinking.
Staying
with the boys, man.
Sitting on the right track.
Staying on track.
Yeah, man, that's what's up.
I'm out at the spots. I'm eating dinner. I'm eating good food. I'm not doing anything crazy though. Like I said, man, I'm not always partying. I'm just out having a good time with my boys and not drinking, so.
Yeah, are we partying tonight?
Like, listen,
Here's my image problem.
I'm just curious. What they want to know.
I'm living out here with my guy, Von Miller.
Okay.
Everybody knows Von Miller.
Yeah, he's cool. Yeah.
Hold on. Super Bowl MVP, Von Miller, my brother. I'm living with him right now.
Yeah.
We're getting our life together. So the Broncos, John Elway, great dude.
Yeah.
Kubiak, Aggie, great organization. Anywhere I get picked up, bro,
okay,
it's a blessing.
Play fake. He's going to go deep. Got a man open. He's got it. Josh Gordon for the touchdown. Weeden going deep. He's got Gordon. What a catch. All the way for a touchdown.
This is the Bob Brandt Afternoon Extravaganza on ESPN 106.5 The Ticket.
Oh, boy. Yeah, you know, I'm just out here having a good time. I'm not drinking. Just out here hanging with my boy, Von Miller. You know, everybody knows Von Miller, and we're living together. And it's a great organization. And anybody who gets me is going to be a great organization. I'm not drinking.
Wow.
I'm just having some fun with some friends out here, you know. I mean, I'm living out here with Von. And we're getting our act together. You know, Von got to get his act together, too. Because Von just won the MVP of the Super Bowl. But, you know, he didn't win it alone. He's got his own problems. And so, you know, we're all just getting out of here and doing our thing. And he's on Dancing with the Stars. And, you know, he didn't get 30 out of 30 his last dance. So Von's got to get some stuff going together, too. So we're just living together out here, and we're not drinking. Not drinking at all. Good to see you guys from TMC. I miss you guys. You guys used to follow me around everywhere. I haven't seen you in a while. So where you been? Come inside here and have a party. But a clean party, not a drinking party, just a party. Just go come in there and have a football party because I love ball. And you're the greatest. Did I ever tell you, I love this guy. Come on in here. Let's have ourselves a drink. Diet Coke, too, because I'm training for the next organization that's going to pick me up. That was actual audio, live audio tape of Johnny. I mean, not live audio tape of Johnny Manziel. A couple of nights ago, caught by. I mean, seriously, I may have exaggerated it a little bit, but tell me you didn't hear the same thing. Tell me you didn't hear this drunk or high or coked up cat just rambling at the mouth as he sees TMZ. Now, understand something. TMZ, weren't they the ones who got the picture of him laying on the swan the inflatable swan, drunk off his head, bottle of champagne in one hand, and I don't know, a wad of bills in the other or something like that. Wasn't TMZ, who was it, who got the video of him rolling up a $20 bill or something like that in a bathroom? What do you roll up $20 bills for in bathrooms? It's not because you're trying to take a drink from anything and you need a straw. If you're rolling up a 20, it's to suck something through it, not through your mouth, though. Probably through your nose. I mean, TMZ, when they see Johnny Manziel, they're like, story! Johnny Manziel, when he sees TMZ, it's got to be like, get me the hell out of here! But he came right over to him. Hey, fellas, what's going on? You want to talk? I'm happy to talk to you. What's going on? That lets you know that he's disheveled. That lets you know that he's in some form of an altered state or another. And this is the cat, despite his Von Miller claim, who's living with Josh Gordon, who's trying to get his way back into the NFL after his year-long ban is being considered for lifting by the National Football League. And Johnny Bleeping Manziel is his choice of roommates. You talk about the blind leading the blind. You talk about, seriously, you talk about two guys who could not be worse for one another. One is believed to be, and we still never got confirmation of what Johnny Manziel went into rehab for last summer, believed to be an addict of some substance or another. And Josh Gordon, we know he's just a pothead. Josh Gordon can't put down the blunt. He hasn't done so since he was at Baylor. Josh Gordon's timeline, October 2010, found asleep at a Taco Bell drive-thru, high as can be. Cops found the pot in the car. Gordon suspended by the team for his first offense. July of 2011, less than 1 year later, failed drug test, positive for pot. Baylor coach Art Briles suspends him indefinitely. August of 2011, 1 month later, Gordon says, I'm out, transferring to Utah, where he's forced to sit out a season, then finds out that the coach there, Kyle Whittingham, is going to drug test him on a regular basis at Utah. He said, man, I ain't doing that. I can't pass no drug test. He declares himself for the available for the supplemental draft. Problem is, he's late for it, so he's not allowed in. He has to sit a year. July 2012, in the supplemental draft, signs a four-year, $5.3 million contract for the Browns. 1 year later, July 2013, NFL suspends Gordon for the first two games of the year, violating the substance abuse policy. Bang. Plays 14 games that year, has a Pro Bowl season, sets a franchise record for receiving yards. July 2014, again, it's like it's clockwork, man. June or July every year, bang, bang, bang. July 2014, Gordon arrested in Raleigh, North Carolina, driving while impaired, pleads guilty to the charge in September. Pot and pot substances all over the car, but his friends take the hit for him. That is not Josh's, this is ours, okay? August 2014, NFL suspends Gordon for a full season, reduces it to 10 games for second violation of the substance abuse policy. Reinstated to play in November, plays five games, but then the Browns suspend him for the last game for violating team rules. Why? Didn't show for a Saturday walkthrough. Why? Unspecified, but I'm going to guess baked off of his rear end from the night before and slept right through any potential alarm he may have set. January 2015, last year, Gordon again fails a drug test, this time for alcohol, which he's not allowed to have because of the substance abuse policy. February, NFL bans him indefinitely due to multiple failed tests and past violations. Must sit out at least 1 year before applying for reinstatement. He applied in January, and here it is 2 months after January, which is last month as we go backwards. Gordon fails another drug test for pot. And his choice of roommates is a dude who was in rehab last year for substance abuse issues, Johnny Manziel. They're living together. My God. You want to talk about a recipe for disaster? There it is. And here's Johnny with TMZ.
Does the party ever stop? Yeah.
Man, are we partying tonight?
Yeah. I mean, the slurring is evident in his first sentence. What do you mean? Are we partying tonight? The slurring is evident from the start.
I don't know.
Hey, let me get this thing here.
Okay. No, I'm just saying, are you worried?
He shoves his iPhone in his mouth. He's like, here, let me do this thing here. He wants to, like, hold the camera or something. He comes up, and he's taking the camera from TMZ.
All right, so we're out here. Friend of the nice guy.
Now he's on
my
it.
Guy.
He's pointing it at himself.
Dan, how's it going?
It's my guy, Dan, right here.
And he's pointing it at the TMZ reporter named Dan. So he's holding the actual camera that TMZ uses, and he's like doing selfies with it, with him and the TMZ guy Dan, right?
We're doing like self-made video right now on this badass camera stuff.
Yeah. So are you worried about the image problems, or does it faze you at
all? Image problems. Hey, listen, here's my image problems.
I'm just curious. That's what they want
to know. I'm living out here with my guy Von Miller.
Okay.
Everybody knows Von Miller.
Yeah,
Super
he's cool.
Bowl.
Yeah.
Hold on. Super Bowl MVP. Everybody can see it.
There you go.
Super Bowl MVP, Von Miller, my brother. I'm living with him right now.
Yeah.
We're getting our life together.
So you might go in the Broncos.
Are you here? The stilted delivery and the gears inside his head grinding together as the smoke pours out his ears. You're like, so, you know, everybody knows Von Miller. Just so you know, I'm living with the ultimate dude, you know, the Super Bowl MVP, and we're getting our lives together. What do you mean we? Like I said, last time I checked, Von is pretty much got it locked up, man. He's got it locked up for good. But let's hear some more from the non-drinking Johnny Manziel.
Here, you can hold it. So the Broncos. John Elway, great dude.
Yeah.
Kubiak. Aggie, my man.
John Elway, a two-time Super Bowl champion, a Hall of Famer, and one of the greatest quarterbacks of all time, also happens to be the general manager slash president of the Denver Broncos, is described by a guy trying to catch on with the team as a cool dude. John Elway, cool dude. Gary Kubiak, Aggie, my man. Stumbles and bumbles and mumbles and slurs through, my man. Aggie! Because Gary Kubiak went to Texas A&M like Johnny Manziel. Aggie, my man. There was a report a week ago that he sat down with the Broncos to talk about possibly joining that team. What do you think John Elway, cool dude, and Gary Kubiak, Aggie, my man, are thinking right now watching this? Are they thinking, man, we got to call John and get him back in? He's thinking about living with Von Miller and talking about us while in Los Angeles at the Sunset Strip. He's just thinking all Broncos, man, and he thinks we're cool dudes. Maybe he is the guy to come and play quarterback for us. No, they're thinking this drunk slash high slash wired slash tuned up on coke or whatever he is, dude, is a train wreck.
Great organization. Anywhere I get picked
up. It's a great organization. Anywhere I get picked up.
Bro, okay. It's a blessing.
You're going to get picked up somewhere. You're confident.
Somewhere, bro. Listen, whatever happens, I love ball. I want to play.
Yeah.
It's a team I want to go to.
Do you think
the question is when he said I love ball, did he accidentally forget the word eight in front of it? And there's meaning behind that. I suspect some people know what it is. I love ball. Eight ball. Yeah, John, you love something, but it's not football. It's not football.
Eric, you're partying a little bit. Is there anything wrong with that?
Party? I don't think there's anything wrong with partying, bro.
Yeah.
There's a difference between partying and being out of control.
Yeah, you're not getting in trouble for anything.
Man, you've seen me here how many nights in a row? Five, six?
A lot of times.
He's admitting that he's at this bar that he's walking into. You see me here how many nights in a row? Five, six? He's at the nice guy. It's a restaurant. It's a restaurant, but sometimes it's considered a nightclub as well, because you can certainly drink as much wine as you prefer or other alcoholic beverages in this restaurant. You've seen me how many nights in a row? Keep it up.
Yeah,
exactly.
Where do you want to go?
What have we been doing since we've been here? Walking out,
I don't know,
being chill,
seem calm,
being cool with y'all.
Yeah,
I'm cool.
Yeah, cool.
I'm not drunk.
Yeah, okay. I didn't say you're drunk.
Man. We're just hanging out, enjoying great food. I go with my guy John Tesserian is here. Let's do it.
All right, you're having a good time. Take it easy.
Johnny Manziel making friends with the TMZ crew. How about it? Yeah, that sounds like a healthy relationship there, the roommate relationship. Because, by the way, Von Miller came out immediately after that and said, no, that's not true. I don't live with that dude. I consider my brother and I wish him well, but no, we don't live together. Nope, that's not happened. Come to find out he's living with Josh Gordon, which is good for neither of them. Brent in Toledo, thank you for your patience, good sir. You are now on ESPN 106.5, The Ticket. How are you?
Good. How are you?
Good, sir. What's on your mind?
A couple things. You know, the Josh Gordon and Johnny Manziel, I just think it's getting out of hand in all aspects. They shouldn't even be brought up with football until Josh Gordon's just an idiot. He'll never learn. Johnny Manziel, if his parents had any, excuse my French, cojones, put the foot down, force him,
Cut him off.
Yeah, that's exactly. And I'm sick of talking about. But another reason why I called Bob is I was with the coaching staff at UT for 9 years.
Okay.
My last year in 2001, and with the whole satellite camps being canceled, I heard on Mike and Mike this morning them bringing up, well, they should, if the NCAA can cancel that, why don't they start paying players? I'm getting sick of hearing why don't they pay players when I was there, they, and it still goes on. When you're living off campus, you are paid not only your, get your education paid for, but you get a monthly stipend, okay, to pay for housing and other bills. At the University of Toledo, and this goes on, and it depends on how, you know, cost of living in the area and how big your program is. Now, at the University of Toledo, and I just found out that their current monthly stipend is $1,700 a month per scholarship player that lives off campus. Now, if you have two or three guys that normally live together, you know, with your other teammates, if they can't, you put that money together and you can't survive off of that money a month, then that's your own damn fault.
So, this is interesting. We all know that a full ride, which it's known as, is supposed to cover your tuition, your room, your board, and in the case of you know, scholarship athletes, where you get free health care, because if you get sick, you don't have to go to the campus nurse, you go to the trainers.
Exactly.
You, if you sprain an ankle, you get clothing, because you get all kinds of athletic gear, you know, sweatshirts and sweats and this and that and the other. So it's supposed to cover all of those things, but what you're telling me is it's not as if a player living off campus just submits his rent bill to the university and the university pays it. They give them an X amount of dollars, and what you're saying is $1,700.
Yep.
And if they pay their rent with that and whatever else that they have, anything left over is theirs to keep?
Yes. Yep.
So how is that not being paid?
If you live off campus, you are given, outside of your tuition, you are given, and books, you are given a monthly stipend.
And that's supposed to cover your rent, your food?
Yeah, exactly. And you get...
Okay, gas money today, if you've got a car, all of that stuff.
And if you have three players or four living together, as you do in college, on campus, living in the house, you're telling me with all that money, they're having problems, you know, oh, we're poor us, we don't get this, we don't get that. You know what? You're in college. You're getting at least at University of Toledo, an average a $20,000 education a year. Put that over 4 to 5 years, depending on how long it takes you to.
And that you're just talking just tuitions.
Yeah.
When you add all of the other things into it, I mean, I've seen all of the studies, or at least a number of the studies. You know, an average 4-year full-ride scholarship, counting tuition, room, board, all of the stuff that we just discussed, books are all paid for, and that's a couple $1,000s a year. People don't realize that. You need books for every quarter or semester for the different classes.
Yeah.
That's a huge, huge expense. So if you add all of that up for a 4-year education, and of course some of them go to 5 years if you redshirt, 4 years or 5 years of education and all of those things, we are talking anywhere between $120,000 to $150,000 to $180,000.
Yep.
At a school like Northwestern, for example, where the tuition is like $40,000+, then you add all of the other things to it, it's well over $200,000 worth of goods and services and education and other things that you've received.
Exactly.
So let me give you one statement here from, not from me, but from Cardale Jones, since he was just talking about this yesterday, as a matter of fact. He was tweeting about this. Cardale Jones went on a Twitter rant about how the NCAA exploits athletes, saying, quote, "It's deeper than athletes thinking we should get paid." He said, why shouldn't a collegiate athlete be able to use their own likeness and brand to benefit themselves, but yet the at NCAA can sell their jerseys, end quote. So he's saying that we should be able to make money in a number of ways as athletes. And here's what he said. This is what I want to say to you, because you said, you know, if they get $1,700, you get some roommates together. I mean, how much is the rent going to be for three guys in a three-room apartment?
Especially in a place like Toledo.
Yeah.
And Columbus isn't that much, you know, higher in cost of living either.
Okay, so let's say three guys pool together, they're 1,700. 17 times 3 is 5,100, if I'm not mistaken.
Yep.
You're probably going to get a place for, I don't know, how much would it be? Could you get a place for $1,500 with
a month? Yeah, you can find that easily around here.
Well, here's what Cardale Jones said in explaining his tweets. He said that some of his teammates had to get personal loans from friends and family just to pay for costs that their scholarships didn't cover. So he's saying that there's no way that we're getting enough, even despite what you just described. What do you say to a guy like Cardale?
Bob, I'll put it to you this way. It's today's generation who thinks they're entitled, who thinks they have to have the best car, the best phone program, the best iPhone, the best, you know, let's live in a more lavish place. You know, when I went to college at UT, we had three or four guys living together from the football team, and we lived in Bancroft Hills, which is behind St. Francis DeSales High School, filled with college kids. You know what? We had a pretty damn good time living in a house that's, you know,
But you're 100% right with what you said. The millennials, this generation, not that they haven't, you know, this has been an issue for the last few decades.
Yeah.
You know, people want more. But you're right. The millennial generation, this new generation of young person, they've been told that you are entitled to this. And I'm guilty, too, with my own children. I got two young kids who are 12 and 14. You know, one's a freshman and one's a seventh grader. And they see everybody's got this, everybody's got that. Dad, I got to have this, too. And it's real hard sometimes to deny your kids when you see every other parent caving in and giving them this and that. So, yeah. They get to college if they happen to be an elite athlete, and they get a scholarship, and they want this, 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 and this, too. Hey, man, that house isn't good enough. You're right. That iPhone, you know what my iPhone bill is every month, man? I'm one of these athletes. That's $250 right there. It gets to the point where I'm done. I can't even pay for my own food. I got to take loans for my family. Well, you're making the choices that today's younger millennial generation makes, and I think you got a really, really good point.
Yeah, I mean, I was taught underneath Gary Pinkel for accountability and taking action, and, you know, I crack up every time I hear this stuff.
Yeah, well, I understand. So you were there what years?
92 to 2001.
Okay, and I can't blame you for not giving me a scholarship. Because in 86, when I was coming out in 1986, I took a visit to Toledo, and they talked about preferred walk-on, but they didn't have a scholarship for me, and I couldn't afford it, so I ended up going Division III to Heidelberg.
I would love to talk about all this with you even more and more.
It's fun, man. It's
fun. It is.
All right, brother. Thanks for the call, Brent. I appreciate all of the insight there.
Yep.
Want to get more thoughts on this, by the way, from everybody at 866-240-1065. And as I mentioned, we're trying to expand our digital footprint now. We want to have kind of a symbiotic relationship between the on-air product and the online product. So make sure you follow us on Twitter and leave comments for us on Twitter at SportsRadio1065. That's the handle. And 1065 The Ticket on Facebook as well. And by the way, speaking of online, very, very cool. We are now starting to podcast every one of these shows, every one of the extravaganza shows. So if you miss a show, or if you miss an hour, if you miss an interview and there's something you really feel like you want to listen to, all you got to do is go to the website. Just go to 1065theticket.com, and you can click on and download the Bob France extravaganza each and every day. Very, very cool. We're excited about that. It's something we're just starting to do, featured on the Ticket website. So take a look at it. You'll find it right there on the homepage, or at least on a flipper on the homepage at 1065theticket.com. Anyway, I digress. I want to talk about a number of these things, including the tweet that Cardale Jones had sent out talking about how the NCAA is screwing over its athletes. Do you agree? Now, I'm going to say something here that might sound very contradictory, but I'll be willing to explore it. And if you want to challenge me on it or call me out or tell me I'm wrong, that's okay. We'll have that conversation. That's what we're here for. I don't believe college football players or basketball players or whomever need to be paid. I think their scholarship is payment enough, and it's a huge payment, okay? Not paid. But Cardale Jones has a point. When you go into a Buckeye store, like the Buckeye store and more in Sylvania, my good friend Jim Damschroeder runs, if you go into the Buckeye store, you're going to see a preponderance of Buckeye jerseys with a certain select few numbers on them. in the last 2 or 3 years, you're going to walk into the Buckeye store and more, or even in your local department store that sells, you know, licensed, you know, Buckeye gear or Michigan gear or whatever. But in an Ohio State type of display, you're going to find what? Probably over the last 2 or 3 years, you're going to find more number five jerseys than anything else. Why? Who was number five? At least until he changed number one this past year, his senior. And that's Braxton Miller. You're going to find Ezekiel Elliott's number. You're going to find 15. You're going to find, you know, when it comes to college basketball. You know, now it's a little harder because the best players that you'd want to market and sell their numbers, they're staying 1 year and then they're out of here like D'Angelo Russell was. But you understand the point. When they are using the popularity and the, what's the word I want to use? Marketability of a certain player who has achieved a certain status based on performance, and they're selling that guy's number and that guy's somewhat likeness in certain other things, it does kind of make me think maybe they could get a cut of that. That way everybody wouldn't get it, only the ones who really earn it, only the ones who really are, you know, being sold and the university and the program generating funds off of their likeness and their presence and their number. You know, maybe in a case like that, we can talk about that. You know, back in the 1970s when Archie Griffin was winning two Heismans, there were quite a few 45s sold. You know? I'd imagine that back when Jim Harbaugh in 1986 was a senior quarterback of the University of Michigan, a lot of number fours were sold in Wolverine bookstore, campus bookstores. And when they're marketing off of these guys, maybe they deserve a dime or two from that. Not an outright payment on top of scholarships, but that sort of thing. Am I crazy? Am I off base? Am I contradicting myself? You tell me. 866-240-1065. We'll put you up and on the radio. In fact, let me get Sam up and on the radio before our bottom of the hour break here. I know it's going to be a little bit late, but that's all right. Sam in Sylvania, you're on the air. Sam, go right ahead.
Bob, how are you?
Good, Sam. What's on your mind?
Well, we've had on this show a similar discussion about, you know, payment in college, and I'd like to say a few things. Probably not black and white. Many things aren't. It's probably somewhere in the gray area, but I tend to think this. I think Carnell Jones has a point because it's got to be a little bit more proportionate to, you know, listen, these guys go to college for 2 or 3 or 4 years, mm-hmm. and it's to the benefit of the university more than it is to the scholarship athlete who might get $20,000 worth of education. Generally because they're
well,
making...
Well, hold on. I would challenge that. Where do you get that figure?
Well, I guess it depends. If you're going for 2 or 3 years, I don't know what university costs, but a public, you know, university, a scholarship, I don't know. Even let's say it's $100,000.
Well, here's the thing. This is the way I look at it, and you can agree or disagree after I say it, Sam.
Okay.
The opportunity for a degree from Ohio State University is there, and that degree, when you add all college costs into it, that are covered in a full boat scholarship, a full ride. Okay, it's anywhere between $120,000 and $160,000 in value. Now,
okay.
I say that to you for this reason. If you accept going to college and playing big-time Division I football or basketball or baseball or wherever else gives you these scholarship opportunities, if you accept the fact that a very, very tiny percentage, something like less than 3% of Division I college scholarship players are going to the pros in their respective sport, if you accept that going in and you know the real best value that I'm going to come out of here with is that degree, That's gonna feed me and clothe me and get me the cars and everything else I want the rest of my life by putting me in a career I want. If you accept that and take advantage of that and get that degree, you literally will have been paid that amount of money in that 6 months after your graduation and you're not in the NFL, you're gonna walk to your mailbox every day. And you're going to see maybe your electric bill, and you might see your water bill, your utility bill. You might see your cell phone bill, and you might see some regular junk mail. You know what you're not going to see? You're not going to see a student loan bill that says your installment this month is $428. The guy down the street who went to classes with you, the guy who was a chemistry major but not an athlete, is getting that $428 monthly bill, a bill that he'll get for probably the next 15 years, and he's going to have to pay out of his regular weekly paycheck or monthly paycheck. And it's at that point in time, I would look at the football player who doesn't have that bill in his mailbox and ask him, are you still going to tell me you weren't being paid while you were at Ohio State?
Okay, I understand that. That's probably, in my opinion, more this should be addressed to the practices of, you know, these student loan companies, because they're not ethical, they're not right, and the cost of college is through the roof. I hear what you're saying.
Well, that's not part of the student loan companies don't set the price of college.
Well,
universities,
I understand it.
Yeah, the state universities set their own
right.
price. The student loan companies, by and large, are about as ethical as they can be, to be honest with you. I went through this, so I know, and I know what I had to pay monthly for years. And it's a simple, I don't know if it was 6% or 8% interest loan, and it wasn't compounding, and you were allowed to take deferments if you had to without penalty, if you were down on your luck and didn't get a job right out of school, or if you were in between jobs. So, I mean, you know, I don't blame the student loan companies. My point to all of that is, yes, college is expensive. It is way, 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 way overpriced. And that makes it even more of a payment if you get a free scholarship. If you get that scholarship in exchange for your efforts in your field of excellence, whether it be football or band, I think there's a handful of band scholarships.
Okay.
But if you get that free education, man, with those overinflated prices, like I said, you will continue to be quote-unquote paid every day for the next 15 to 20 years while your classmates are paying their student loans back.
It's not free if you break your neck playing college football for Ohio State, number one. But the point I'm trying to make here is, you know, if you're a college student, you get a scholarship to go to the Ohio State University, and you save yourself, let's say, $200,000 on your education, but they make millions upon millions of dollars.
No question.
Basically because you're the starting quarterback, because they sell your jerseys and they sell season tickets and they have TV contracts. And there's 100 different ways that they rake in millions and millions of dollars.
Yeah.
And they don't tune in to teams that are bad. They tune in to see the Cardale Joneses, Ezekiel Elliott.
No doubt.
The people
no doubt about
are,
it.
Who are blowing their knees out, risking CTE and all these things. So what I'm saying is, I'm not saying Cardale's wrong. I'm just saying, you know, your buddy calls in and says, hey, when I was in college, well, guess what? When I was in college, I lived with three people as well, but Buckeye Cable was $30 a month. Okay, our electric bill was $30 a month. You know, it's not as easy as you think. That $1,500 or $1,700 a month between a couple guys, it doesn't get you where you think it would get you. And it's there. Some of these guys, because only 2% are going to go play in the NFL, their brand is only high. They're only marketable when they're in college. Okay? So they're not going to get out and get those checks from the NFL. So if you're tuning in to watch a lot of these Heisman Trophy winners, look at all the quarterbacks never went on and had a pro career, made a dime in the NFL.
Oh, yeah, most of them. Most of them. There's no doubt about it. I understand. Listen, Tim, I understand exactly what your point is, and I don't wholly disagree with it. I'm jumping in now only because I got to get out here and get to a break. Thanks for the call, okay? But I'm going to say this in response to it, and then we'll let some other people respond on the other side of the break before 5 o'clock, okay? Is it a perfect system for that athlete? No, it is not, because you're right. The university is going to make hundreds of millions of dollars on the football program, just the football program alone. And you run the risk of breaking your neck. Yes, you do. But you know what? And this is going to sound flippant, but this is one of those things where nobody is forcing any of these guys to take it. If they would choose to not run the risk of breaking their neck and just go to school like other people and take out the loans and then have to pay them back for the next 20 years after graduation, they're free to do that. They're choosing to play football and get that free education, running the risk of the broken neck or the broken leg or the broken knee or whatever the case might be. They're choosing to do that knowing that what they're getting out of it is a free education and living expenses while they're there, and that the school is making millions off it. If they don't like it, they don't have to. In the same way that a guy who is just a brilliant code writer, doesn't have any other marketable skills, but he's a brilliant code writer, is going to go to work for Apple, or he's going to go to work for Google, and he's going to make all of the necessary changes and adjustments with his own brilliant code writing mind to the next iPhone version. What are they up to anyway, Ben? Do you know? what is that, 7?
Yep.
7S? Are they there yet?
I don't think so. I think it's just a 7. I think Galaxy is tied with them right now.
So whatever new things are going to be on the 7S, this guy's going to come up with. And in order to come up with that, they're going, not in order, but in return for coming up with the new changes to make the iPhone 7S, which when it is released is going to generate $7.2 billion for Apple. $7.2 billion for the senior members of that, executives of that company, the founding members of that company and their families, the shareholders, the stockholders. For all of that, this guy makes $110,000. It is a pittance. It is a drop in the bucket. Hey, hang on a second. My contributions just made your company $7.2 billion, and you're giving me $100,000? That's ridiculous. I want more. You know what they say? There's the door. We'll find another code writer. You either want the job, knowing that it makes billions for this company, at the compensation we're offering you, or you don't. We'll find another code writer. Guess what? If you don't like it, Cardale, there's the door. We'll find another quarterback, too. There are a lot of them out there. And we'll surround them with the right pieces to the puzzle, and we'll win with them. If you'd rather, just go ahead and be a student. Not run the risk of getting hurt playing football for us, because it makes us billions and you just a couple hundred thousand over 4 years in education, room, board, et cetera, et cetera. If you would prefer just to go ahead and pay for those things with student loans that you'll be paying back for the next 20 years, there's the door. Everybody has their choices to make. Big corporations are going to make the billions off of the labor and the creativity and the excellence of small people all the time. If you don't want to be one of the small people, then found your own corporation and wish you the best of luck. All right, let me get a timeout. We're way late. Sorry about that. We'll get a sports center. We'll come back, take more phone calls, texts, tweets, whatever else you want to do to us right here on the Extravaganza.
106.5 The Ticket right now traffic, driven by SuperFitnessToledo.com. Celebrating 44 years, servicing Toledo for less than $5 per week average cost.
Accident, C-Corps at Executive Parkway. Also disabled vehicle, it's 475 eastbound at C-Corps. That's your right now traffic.
Hey, almost forgot to tell you, this is the last week to qualify for our Orlando Flyaway. That's right, an opportunity for a free trip, 4 days, 3 nights to Orlando, Florida, at the beautiful Orlando World Center Marriott, offering experiences that are a world beyond compare, powered locally by Allegiant Air, Toledo Express Airport, Shays Carpet, Carretta Monroe, Generators Plus, and Toledo's ESPN 106.5 The Ticket. We will announce the winner next Monday, so 6 days from now, right here on ESPN 106.5 The Ticket during the Extravaganza. If you want to qualify for that giveaway, be caller 10 right now to 866-240-1065. Good luck.
Be part of the Extravaganza right now by calling 866-240-1065. Now back to the Bob France Extravaganza on 106.5 The Ticket.
Yeah, that sounds like us all over. Online at 1065theticket.com, Twitter, Sports Radio 1065, Facebook 1065 The Ticket. Listen, we're trying to grow our social media relationship with our radio programming, so we want to get you on board on both places. So if you like the show and if you like the station, follow us online at Sports Radio 1065. It's the only place I'll tweet from that you're going to see my sports takes. If you follow me personally on Twitter, you're going to see a whole bunch of politics. You're going to see a whole bunch of Trump and Second Amendment gun rights and fighting ISIS and everything else. If you don't want to follow that stuff because all you want to do is talk Lions and Tigers and Pistons and Cavs and Browns and Buckeyes and Wolverines and all that stuff with me, I tweet directly from Sports Radio 106.5. I will sign every tweet with a BF so that you know that's mine. Sports Radio 106.5 is how you follow on Twitter and on Facebook as well, 106.5 The Ticket. So we're trying to, like I said, establish and grow the social media thing with the radio program. Oh, by the way, also online, you can also download podcasts of our show now. So if you miss it, if you're in meetings or whatever the reason is, you just don't hear a show that you're interested in, by all means, listen to our podcast by way of 1065theticket.com as well. Congratulations to the latest qualifier, Terry McCants. Did I do that right?
That's correct.
Thank you, Big Ben LaHouse, for running the show today. From Toledo, Terry's qualified for the Orlando Flyaway. We'll have three more of those tomorrow, Thursday, and Friday, and then we'll have the drawing and announce the winner's name on Monday right here on this program. By the way, speaking of the end of this week, which seems like it's coming faster than it should for only a Tuesday, coming up on Friday, we got a sweet deal of the week for you. It's VIP passes to Ohio Bike Week. This VIP pass gets you into all the Ohio Bike Week events and major concerts, including this year's events. Sebastian Bach, Eddie Money, Buck Cherry, Black Stone Cherry, Jackal, Pop Evil, and the Kiss tribute band, Mr. Speed. The VIP pass value is over $150. These passes will go on sale Friday morning at 9 a.m. for just $75 on our website at 1065theticket.com. And we'll give away a free one to one lucky listener on Thursday during the extravaganza. So that is coming up for you. All right. Wanted to get a few more thoughts on this from anybody who's got them on the Cardale Jones story. Cardale, like I said, quite obviously, you know, he was going to draw some attention and maybe even a little bit of controversy with his comments about wanting to be compensated, not necessarily just for being a player. You know, scholarship player gets extra payment, which is what the, you know, often the discussion is when it comes to college athletes and their compensation. But Cardale Jones' tweet was about being paid or being given something for the universities and the NCAA using their likenesses. Okay? That's what happened here. Cardale Jones' tweets basically said, and I'm going to read a couple of them to you here. I'm so happy to be done. This is from yesterday. Yesterday, about 1 o'clock in the afternoon. Here's Cardale. I'm so happy to be done with the @NCAA and their rules and regulations. They do any and everything to exploit it. He means to say exploit. I don't know. Read his mistakes. To exploit collegiate athletes. Text number two, or tweet number two. It's deeper than athletes thinking we should get paid. The @NCAA control our lives with insane and unfair rules. Text number three, tweet number three, beg your pardon. Why shouldn't a collegiate athlete be able to use their own likeness or brand to benefit themselves, but yet the @NCAA can sell their jerseys? He's got the little thinking hard emoji, you know, with the little scratching of the chin type thing. And then tweet number four, that's my two cents on the @NCAA. It's not like that's going to change how the athletes are exploited, even though 98% of the people feel the same way. Now, I don't necessarily think 98% of the people do agree. And again, I come from a place of, a personal experience with this, where I've got a viewpoint that might be different than some. I played Division III college football, okay, at Heidelberg University. I had a chance at one of the last scholarships that year in 1986 the University of Toledo, ironically enough. I visited, had some good conversations with Coach Pinkel and on down the line, and it didn't work out. They offered some other guys, and that's fine. Why am I bringing that up? I bring that up because of this. I know what the life of a college football player is like. It doesn't change from Division III to Division I in terms of what is required of you, in terms of time. In fact, the only difference is spring football. There's no spring football at the Division III level. Not at Mount Union, not at John Carroll, not at Kenyon, not at Ohio Northern, not at Heidelberg, nowhere. So other than the spring football thing, the calendar is roughly the same, and the schedule is roughly the same. Weightlifting, I mean, there's practice, there's weightlifting sessions, there's position meetings, there's team meetings, there's film sessions, there's study tables. All of which are required. It takes an extraordinary amount of your weekly hours, in season and out of season, to be a collegiate athlete. It's hard. All right? Whether you're at Ohio State, Michigan, Michigan State, or at a Division III college like I was at. When I got done, after playing my years of football and busting my tail, and so did all, like all my teammates, again, I was greeted 6 months after graduation with the first one of those bills due, paying back my student loans. And those don't go away in a short period of time. And today, since the bills are so much bigger because the cost of education has risen so much faster than the regular cost of inflation or cost of living, the inflation rate for college education is astronomical compared to the rest of inflation. Okay, it's tripled, quadrupled, whatever it is. So you have to borrow even more money from the guaranteed student loan lenders, okay? When those bills start to come due and you're budgeting, here's how much my paycheck is for the job I got out of college, probably entry level, hopefully within the field of study so it was worth your college education tuition, right? Hopefully you were able to get a job in your field of study. Hopefully you didn't major in philosophy and are wondering, all right, who's going to hire me to do philosophy for them? Who's going to hire me to philosophize? Let me tell you what Socrates would have done in this situation. It's not very likely. So hopefully you get a job in your field of study. And if you do, you're looking at that paycheck and you're saying, okay, I need X for the rent. I need X for the car payment, X for the insurance, X for the, groceries, et cetera, et cetera, et cetera, utility bills and so on. And now I've got this much left over for A, savings, or B, for personal spending money. And then you say, crap. Now the student loan payments are due. So much for the savings, so much for the student loan money, and oh, while we're at it, so much for the car payment. I'm going to have to get a cheaper car now, one with a lower payment, because I have to pay this much more to my student loan debt. I went through that. A lot of other people in my shoes went through that, too. Now, I had a friend on my college, or my high school football team who went to a Division I school, Indiana, Big Ten. Congratulations to him. One of my best friends to this day. He graduated from Indiana. He had no such things in his mailbox. He just got his regular old mail. No extra hundreds of dollars a month being paid or that he had to pay to a student loan payment. So I ask you, did he just get a free education or did he get paid to play football there? And the answer is, while you might not feel like it while you're on campus, you're being paid. And for the next 15 years, I paid those student loan payments. My friend and everybody else like him who was a scholarship athlete at a D1 school or a D2 school who got the full ride never had to make those payments. They were able to drive nicer cars. They were able to live in nicer houses or apartments or whatever the case might be. They were paid by not having to pay back all that money. So for me, it's a little bit personal when I hear Cardale Jones and others saying, man, we're getting exploited. Man, the NCAA isn't fair. Man, the NCAA is not taking care of us well enough. They need to pay us for our likenesses. They need to pay us for our marketing, et cetera, et cetera, et cetera. And I'm thinking to myself, you know, I get it. I understand your reason, but you won't understand it until you become a father. Listen, Cardale. Excuse me. Coughing fit to end the show. Apologies. Listen, Cardale, here's when you'll understand it. Okay, you're a young man. You're getting out of Ohio State. You're going to go play in the NFL. You'll get drafted probably, I don't know, third round or later, I would imagine. There's going to come a time when your little children are going to go to college, and they are not going to be you. They're not going to have your talent. They're not going to have your ability, and they're not going to get your scholarship. And then you're going to see their bills, and you're going to see how much they have to pay and how much you have to pay for them. And then you're going to think back to how you didn't have any of that, and then you're going to realize, dang, I had it pretty good. I did get paid when I was at school, and I got paid for years and years after without having student loan payments. That's when you'll understand, Cardale. All right, that's it. Soapbox time is over. I'll get down off of it for now, but I'll be back on it again tomorrow at 3 o'clock. That I can promise you. More on the Gordon and Manziel mess. Obviously, the Tigers. We'll talk to Fennec tomorrow, get a Tigers update. The update you need to know for today is they were mashing. 8-2 winners over the Pirates, so congratulations to the Tigers. And a big blast, 451-footer for Justin Upton. We'll talk more tomorrow about all of those stories and much more. Don't forget, when the show ends, the show doesn't end. You can listen to it again, or if you missed any of it, listen to it on podcast at 1065theticket.com and follow us on Twitter so we can stay in touch with one another. Twitter feed is Sports Radio 1065. Have a good one. Drive time is next. We're out.
Step into modern luxury at Langham in Grandview. Your boutique, studio plus suite awaits with a premium kitchen, spa-inspired bathroom, and elevated finishes throughout. Just steps from your door, lounge poolside in a private cabana, unwind in the hydrotherapy spa, perfect your swing with virtual golf simulators, or visit the fitness center for a Peloton ride. Availability at Langham is limited. Reserve your studio plus suite today at livepreferred.com.
League's Cup returns to Columbus. Your reigning League's Cup champion Columbus Crew are hosting three matches at Lower.com Field. Come out and watch the Crew take on teams from Liga MX, Toluca, Puebla, and León starting July 29th. Grab your tickets now at ColumbusCrew.com and watch the best in North America battle to keep the trophy at home in Columbus. No ties, only wins. Major League Soccer versus Liga MX. League's Cup returns to Columbus, Ohio. Be there.